Shmuel Aleph Perakid Aleph Pasuk Beis. So the king of Ammon, named Nachash, ironically and correctly so, because of his own midos, has come against the people of Yavesh Gilad, perhaps as a punishment for their scoffing at Shaul when he was made the king. So they have asked him, please, can we make some kind of a deal? We will live in harmony. We will serve you. Vayomer Alehem Nachash HaAmoni. And so Nachash HaAmoni said to the people of Yavesh Gilad, Bezos Echros Lachem. With this, on this condition, I will make a covenant with you. Binakar Lachem Kol Ein Yamin. When you gouge out all of your right eyes, Vesamtiha Cherpa Al Kol Yisrael. And I will make it a sign of shame upon all of Klal Yisrael. So his offer of a covenant is not much of an offer at all. He's saying, gouge out your right eyes, and I will shame Klal Yisrael, and I will shame the king who could not defend you against such a thing. He's being, I don't know, sarcastic. He's being very, very nasty in terms of his treatment of the Jewish people. The hatred of Ammon is a kind of guilt, as we said earlier, because they showed no hakaras hatov to our ancestor Avraham Avinu for saving their ancestor Lot, and they won't even do the barest minimum for Klal Yisrael. Unfortunately, the enemies of the Jews never come seeking money or gold status. What they want to do is disgrace the Jews and torture them, the Abarbanel says. And this is also the Medrash says they were resentful that we said that Ammon couldn't come into the Jewish people, and so if we rejected them, so now they are angry at us. Nachash is also referring to the right eye of the nation, which is the Torah being brought to him so he could burn it. Just like the eye is a crucial part of the body, the Torah is of course crucial to Klal Yisrael, and the idea of Ammon not marrying in is crucial to Klal Yisrael because we don't want their midos to influence us, to infect and contaminate Klal Yisrael. A sefer called the Musar HaNaviim brings that down. They want to burn the Sefer Torah. They're angry. They don't like what's in it. The Rabbi Levi in the Medrash says that it's a reference to skilled archers, that Nachash wanted to paralyze our armed forces. Some say the spiritual strength of the Sanhedrin was what he was after. Others point out that Yaakov Avinu named Binyamin Ben Yamin, the son of the right, literally, because he saw in a nevuah that Nachash was going to threaten to gouge out the right eyes of the people of Yavesh Gilad, disgraceful of Klal Yisrael, and it would be Shevet Binyamin in the form of Shaul who was going to save them. But Nachash, by wanting to gouge out the right eyes, is saying that the new king from Ben-Yamin was powerless. So there's a lot of symbolism going on with this crazy demand that he is making. And Shaul is going to be the one who is going to save the day. So Nachash clearly is trying to shame all of Klal Yisrael, trying to get rid of us or burn our Torah or weaken us. Pasgimel vayomru elav ziknei Yavesh. So the elders of Yavesh Gilad answered him and said back to him, Heref lanu shivas yamim. Give us a 7-day break. Give us 7 days to think about it, to talk about it. V'nishlecha malochim b'chol gvul Yisrael. And that way we can send messengers throughout all the borders of Klal Yisrael. Now you would think that would be the last thing he would want to do. He's got the people of Yavesh Gilad at his mercy. If he gives them time to send out messages, then perhaps that will rouse the might of Klal Yisrael against him. But in fact, the Metzudas David points out that if his intent is to humiliate all of Klal Yisrael, then beating a little town like Yavesh Gilad isn't really going to be what he is seeking. So they're saying, let us send messages so you can beat everybody. They're desperate. They're just casting about for some kind of answer to try to stall him off. V'emein Moshiach osanu v'yatzanu elecha. And then, if there is no one to rescue us, then we will come out to you. And presumably, we will do what you've told us to do. So they ask for a little bit of a break. And apparently, he gives it to them. Pasuk Dalet, Vayavohu ha-malochim givas Shaul. So the messengers that they sent out came to givas Shaul, to the hill of Shaul. So Yavesh Gilad is across the Jordan River. It's in the Transjordan, up in the Chelek of It looks like on the map, it's either Reuven or Gad. I can never remember. I believe it's Gad. Ammon was down below them, also on that side of the Yarden. So this is all a problem in the east. Givah, where Shaul is down to the south inside Eretz Yisrael. So it's going to take some doing for the messengers to get to him and for him to then get back and across and come to save them. In any case, the messengers came to the hill of Shaul by Yadabru Hadvarim Ba'azne Ha'am, and they told the people, in the ears of the people, they told all of these events, all these happenings. Vayisu Chala'am Es Kolam Vayivku. And so the entire nation raised their voices and wept. So Klal Yisrael, it seems, had a moment of weakness, of indecision, of nervousness, and so they're crying. The messengers went to Givah Shaul because that's the hill where Shaul lived. He had been designated to be the king, but he was not in the city ready to lead them. But instead, he was out on his own, which according to some is the reason why the people were weeping. Because Shaul, and there's two different strong opinions about this. Some say Shaul was so modest that he went about his private business because it wasn't unanimous that all of Klal Yisrael wanted him to be king. But others say that he was so modest that he was too modest. He wasn't acting as a king. Because as we see in Pasuk Hey, Behine Shaul Ba'acharei HaBakar Min HaSada, Shaul was following behind the cattle from the field. He had gone home and went back to his personal business and was plowing the field, which is a very unkingly thing to do. And so some criticize Shaul for this and say he was a little too humble. And this shows that there were some issues about him being chosen as the king in terms of his priorities and behavior of what a king is supposed to do. Others say that he wasn't literally following behind the cattle, but that he was entering the city and was caught behind herds of cattle returning from the fields because it was the end of the day. It was the time when they return home. So it wasn't that he was out working on his own and neglecting his job as king, but rather it just happened to be that that was the moment when he came back. But again, there's two opinions on this. Yomer Shaul Malo Am Ki Yivku. So Shaul said, what happened to the people that they are crying? By Yisaparu Lo as Divrei Anshei Yavesh. And they told him what the men of Yavesh had said about this huge crisis facing Yavesh Gilad. We're going to see that Shaul is going to be so infuriated by this insult to Klal Yisrael that he took whatever came first to his hand and sent a message to the Jewish people that this will not stand. And he's going to act as a true leader momentarily.